The Victorian government has contradicted claims by the state ombudsman that it failed to consult him about the state's new integrity laws. The government came under heavy pressure in Parliament this afternoon over a scathing letter from the ombudsman. He says the new laws will be a backward step for public sector accountability and undermine his independence. Alison Caldwell reports.
2 years ago today, Ted Baillieu and Victoria's Liberal National Party swept Labor from office after a decade in power. One of his key promises was to establish an ICAC-style independent broad-based anti-corruption commission within 12 months. A fortnight ago and over a year late, the Premier unveiled the legislation necessary to establish the IBAC, describing it as the most significant integrity reforms in the state's history. But now Victoria's Ombudsman has written a scathing letter to the Premier, savaging the government's all-important new integrity laws. This is an excerpt from George Brower's letter, read by an actor.
I consider that the scheme is poorly designed, with the result that the bills contain a number of concerning elements which, if enacted, will constrain and compromise the functions of an independent ombudsman for Victoria, and will significantly undermine the effectiveness of the integrity scheme which your government intends to implement. Indeed, I consider that enacting the bills will be a significant backward step for public sector accountability.
Under the proposed changes, the Ombudsman loses his role as a clearinghouse for whistleblower complaints. Unlike in other states, his office will gain an extra layer of oversight from a new body called the Victorian Inspectorate, which will have greater powers than the Ombudsman. He writes that the bills severely undermine the independence of his office.
I will be constrained as to what I can report and prevented from investigating certain matters by the actions or inactions of another statutory body. If the bills are enacted in the current form, I do not consider that it will be possible to properly refer to the Office of Ombudsman as being independent.
It is very, very serious criticism, and I share his view that the fundamental problem here is that there's been a failure to understand and appreciate how an investigative process operates.
Former Supreme Court Judge Tim Smith QC is the chairman of the Accountability Roundtable. He's read the two bills, consisting of 500 pages and the extra 200 pages of explanatory notes.
Well, the fundamental problem has not been addressed, and that is the threshold for investigation that has to be satisfied by IBAC before it can investigate. The question posed for that test is the question you would answer at the end of the investigation, not at the beginning. The expression is that IBAC must be reasonably satisfied that the conduct to be investigated is serious, corrupt conduct.
The Ombudsman's letter creates a major political headache for the Baillieu government, which wants the new IBAC up and running by the end of the year. Asked about the letter, Premier Ted Baillieu said he'll respond to the Ombudsman soon enough.
We're confident our legislation is sound and appropriate. It's consistent with what we've always said we would do, and we'll deal with these issues with the Ombudsman in a professional and an appropriate manner.
There are just two sitting weeks left to finally pass the bills before the end of the year. Opposition leader Daniel Andrews says the legislation is a shambles.
This instrument, this body, that's going to cost us $170 million, is over time, over budget, and a complete and utter shambles. It's not what was promised.
Tim Smith QC says the legislation can't be fixed.
Oh, look, I think you have got to start again.
In his letter, George Brower reveals the government refused to consult him about the legislation before the second reading speeches were presented. But during question time today, the minister responsible for the IBAC, Andrew McIntosh, contradicted that claim.
I'm advised that the Secretary of the Department of Premier and Cabinet discussed reforms in relation to IBAC with the Ombudsman. And officials have also met with Ombudsman Victoria on a number of occasions to discuss those reforms.
The Lord up, the Member for Altona.
How does the Minister reconcile that answer, given that it is at complete odds with the Ombudsman, who in an extraordinary letter said that he had not been consulted?
I refer to my previous answer and repeat it. The fact is that I'm advised that
order.
The Ombudsman was consulted.
The Baillieu government's quest to find order. Someone to head up the new IBAC order. May have just become that much more difficult.
Alison Caldwell.